Okay, good morning, everybody. It's nice to see so many Shana Aleph guys, potential Shana Bet guys, here at the Friday morning Seder, which generally is designated for the Shana Bet Chevra, but I see Shana Aleph has a tremendous presence here this morning. And Rigash Kach, Parshas Tetzaveh, Parshas Zohar, we'll try to tie it all in together. In the Perichov test, plus Lama test, the Torah is describing the bringing of the korbanos by the Yimei HaMiluim, which is the dedication of the Mizbeach. And the pasuk that's quoted, the pasuk that's written, Es HaKeves Echo Ta'aseh V'Boker V'Es HaKeves HaShayni Ta'aseh Ben Harbayim. Right? The Korban Talmud, Keves Echo Ta'aseh V'Boker, the first one should be brought in the morning, Es HaKeves HaShayni Ta'aseh Ben Harbayim. Now this sounds strikingly familiar to what many of us say every morning, based on the Shulchan Aruch, tells us we should say the Korban HaTalmid. The Midrash says that's the most important pasuk in the Torah, the most significant pasuk. Why is that? Because it speaks about consistency. So the Midrash says, day in, day out, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Talmid is. Now, but there's only one letter difference between the pasuk here in Parshas Tetzaveh and the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, which is describing the Korban Talmid, and that is Es HaKeves HaEchad Ta'aseh V'Boker Ve'Es HaKeves HaShini Ta'aseh Ben Harbayim is written in the pasuk in Tetzaveh, but in Parshas Pinchas that we say every morning in the Korban Talmid, it says Es HaKeves HaEchad. I'm sorry, Es HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh V'Boker. It doesn't have the hay. So the Brisker Rav explains that the difference between the two psukim is that in Parshas Tetzaveh we're describing the Yimei HaMiluim, the dedication of the Mizbeach. By the dedication of the Mizbeach, they had to bring the Korban Talmid first. If not, they could not bring the Korban Talmid to Shabbein Harbayim. That's it. There's no Tashlumin. There's no way to make it up. However, on a daily basis, throughout history, they didn't bring the Korban Talmid to Shabbein, no problem. You could still bring the Korban Talmid to Shabbein Harbayim. And they're two separate mitzvahs. But when it comes to the Yimei HaMiluim, the dedication of the Mizbeach, you had to bring the Korban Talmid of Shachar in order to be able to bring the Korban Talmid of the Bnei Arbayim. And that's why it says, by us in Parshat Tetzaveh, it says, Es HaKeves HaEchad. It has to be, HaEchad means the Dogesh, the exclamation point is on this one in Bnei Arbayim, Es HaKeves HaEchad BaBoker. This one has to be brought in the morning in order to be able to bring the Korban Talmid of Bnei Arbayim during the Yimei HaMiluim. However, in Parshas Pinchas it says Es HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh V'Boker, because even if you don't bring the morning Talmid, you can still bring the Talmid Shel Ben Harbayim. That's what the Brisker Rav says. And Reb Chaim Yeller adds on a point. He says, many of you are, I don't know if you're in, already up to Daf Chav Ches in Megillah, but in Daf Chav Ches, on Daf Chav Ches in Megillah, the Gemara says that many people were asked, B'meharach D'yomim, what was the secret, what was the reason for your longevity? And Rabbi Kiva asked this question to Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akone. Sorry, Rabbi Nechunya HaGodol. He asked, and his, Nechunya Ben Akone. And his avodim, the gozi, his avodim, the chevra over there, thought he was giving like an ayin hara, he was chepering his Rabbi Nechunya. So they started to beat Rabbi Kiva, started to give him a hard time. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? Rabbi Kiva went and he ran and he climbed up with a palm tree. He climbed up the palm tree, and what did Rabbi Kiva say? Because they thought he was starting up with the Rabbi Nechunya. So he was up in the tree, and Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone. He asked him a question. It says in the pasuk Es HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh B'Boker. Why does it say Es HaKeves HaKeves Echad? If it's Es HaKeves Echad, it's obviously one. All you have to say is Es HaKeves Ta'aseh B'Boker. Because you don't have to say Echad. If you already said HaKeves, which is singular, what do you need to say Echad for? Es HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh B'Boker. Why does it say Echad? It's superfluous. It says HaKeves, which is singular. So over there in the Gemara, Rabbi Nechunya answers, it means that if you have a flock and you have different sheep, you have to take the Echad, you have to take the best of the sheep. But the problem is, and then, so what happened? Rabbi Nechunya says, he's Tzur Merabana, he's a Talmud Chacham. Based on his question, he's a Talmud Chacham? Leave him alone. Now, I ask you, many of us could have asked that question. I'm not belittling the question, but It says es hakeves, hakeves echad. Hakeves is singular. Echad is one. What do you need both for? It's a very good question. I'm not taking anything away from the question, but to be called a tzurba min rabbanon based on that question, to be called a talmid chacham, because he said hakeves echad. Why do you need to say echad? So the pshat is, Chanukiah says the pshat like this, that the reason why he was a talmid chacham was because he answered the question dafka from Parshas Pinchas and not from Parshas Tetzaveh. In Parshas Tetzaveh we say es hakeves ha echad. And that is not a kasha. Why? Because over there, when it came to the miluim, we said it's not extra, because he's coming to tell you that you dafka need to bring the korban tamid baboker in order to be able to bring the tamid shabein harabayim. And that's why it has to say esakeves ha echad in parshas tetzaveh, because you have to bring the morning one. And that's ha echad. The dogish, the focus is on the fact that you have to bring this one, the morning one, in order to be able to bring the afternoon one. So there's no kasha in parshas tetzaveh. Because ha-echad is necessary to teach you that law that you need to bring the Tamid Baboker in order to be able to bring the Tamid Shabbat in Harbayim. But the fact that Rabbi Akiva asked the question from the Pasuk in Pinchas, which is Es HaKeves Echad, he asked it from there, Dafka, to teach us that we understand over there, the Echad's not really doing anything. It's not teaching us that you need to bring the Tamid Shabbat Boker in order to be able to bring the Tamid Shabbat in Harbayim. So since Rabbi Akiva asked the question of Parshas Pinchas, as the Keves Echad, it showed that he was a Talmud Chacham, and he understood the difference between the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, which is Ha Echad, which we need the Ha Echad in order to be able to bring the Tamid Shabbein Harbayim, versus the Echad in Parshas Pinchas, which seems to be superfluous, because it's not teaching us that Halacha. That's a little bit of Lamdus. In terms of the Chiluk between the two Pesukim in Tetzaveh and Parshas Pinchas, as the Keves Echad versus and a little bit of an insight into the Gemara Megillah. Now, in the same Psukim over there, in the previous Pasuk, before that Pasuk, which is discussed, is the Miluim, the Pasuk says, V'zeh asher ta'ase al mizbeach, this is what you should bring on mizbeach, kvasim, v'nei shana shnayim layom tamid. Shnayim layom tamid. So the Pardes Yosef darshins from this phrase, shnayim layom tamid, the following idea. That there are two things that you need to have with you every single day. Shnayim layom tamid. What does that mean? Parashat says in the name of the Gaon Milisa, he says that the Ramah starts off Shulchan Aruch with Shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit. Tamid. We start off with tamid, consistency, always. And how does the Ramah end the Shulchan Aruch? He writes, and we're going to, it's in Hilchos Purim, Tov leiv mishta tamid, a good heart involved in drinking and rejoicing tamid always. So you see the two. What is the Torah telling us? Shnayim leiv tamid. Two things you always have to have in front of you: yira, shivisi Hashem negdi tamid, and simcha. Tov leiv mishta tamid. That's the key to life. This a three-word phrase, shnayim leiv tamid, is merames to us the secret and the yisod of life. To have yira. And at the same time, simcha. The year you should fear Hashem, but it shouldn't cripple you. It should be b'simcha. And the Pardes just adds another taich, another drasha in the Shnayim Leom Tamid. He says there's two types of Tamid a person should have. He should have Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, place Hashem before you at all times, and also V'chatosi Negdi Tamid. I have sinned before you always. Which means to think about sin, to focus on your sins, to make a cheshbon and nefesh. And that's what the remez is. Shnayim Leom Tamid is Tamid, Tamid, Tamid. So, based on this, I want to say over a ma'isa that I saw brought down from Yaakov Galinsky. The idea that we need consistency, we need to be involved in Yira, we need to be involved in Cheshbon Nefesh, we can't let our guard down. Yaakov Galinsky was once traveling on a bus. And he was sitting next to a Jew. And they started schmoozing, and he realized that this Jew wanted to engage him in conversation. Yaakov Galinsky, we know, passed away, I think about 2 years ago. He's a warm, very, very warm and energetic person and very insightful mashkiach, inspiring individual. And he asked him, what's your red line? What's your kavadon? What's your red line? What would you not cross? What would you not do? So the man said, and I'll quote, Lo hamir yehudasi b'shum ofen. I won't give up my Judaism. I'll never forget that I'm a Jew. And I'm not a goy. I don't want to be a goy. I want to be a Jew. Sounds like he didn't seem to be so frum. didn't seem to be so religious, but he would never erase from his mind the idea that he's a Jew and not a Goy. That's his red line. So Yaakov Galinsky told him over the following story, that before the Holocaust, he was in the yeshiva in Novartik, and there were, I guess, rumblings of war, and the Rosh Yeshiva in Novartik sent Yaakov Galinsky, who already as a bachur, as a young man, was a very eloquent person, he had a shvedes koach adibur, and he sent him, I guess, to the government offices to arrange that the yeshiva building and the property should be, like, it's called Taba, it's called, like, the land registry, everything should be in order, because they felt that when they start, persecuting the people, one of the first things they're going to do, one of the first, excuses that they'll have is, hey, that land's not yours, you know, the government officials, in the Taba, and the land registry, you know, the yeshiva's not there, you guys got to get out. So the yeshiva sent Yaakov Galinsky to go plead the case and to organize and to arrange that, make sure everything is all in order in terms of the land registry. And he gets there, and it was closed. There was too much going on. He wasn't able to get to that office. But on his way back, he was passing through a small town. And in the small town, he saw the mayor of the town on some sort of platform talking to the people. And the mayor of the small town was telling the people that Hitler is on his way. Yimach Shemam. Hitler is on his way. And he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop after our city. He's going to destroy our city. And our city is a passageway to many other parts of Europe. And he's going to go on his path. But we have to. We can't just surrender and give up our city to Hitler. Because if we do that, Hitler's going to be on. He's going to continue marching onwards, and he's going to take over all of Europe. So we have to hold the fort. We have to put up our best fight, not just for our city, but for all of Europe. And that was the Rav Yaakov Galinsky heard. And he went back to Novartik, and he said to his Rishiva, I'm so sorry, I wasn't able to work out the land registry issue. It was closed, I couldn't get there. But I was able to glean a tremendous yisod in life from the speech of this mayor of this city speaking about Hitler. And this is what Rav Yaakov Galinsky took from his trip. He said, just like the mayor of that city was telling his people that if Hitler destroys us, he's going to be on his way to destroy all of Europe, so too, if we let the Yetzirah into our lives, if we let the bad things into our lives, then what's going to happen is they're not going to stop by just making us taking over one area of our lives. They're going to continue marching onwards. They're going to take over our entire lives. Hitler's not going to stop after one city. He's going to go further and further and further. So he turns to this gentleman on the bus and he says, your red line is, I'm always a Jew, I'll never be a Goy. But my red line is, in order to be successful in keeping to that red line of being a Jew and not a Goy, you got to start much earlier than that. Because once you give up a little bit of, yardage, or a little bit of who you are to the Yetzirah, to bad habits, eventually, just like the way Hitler was, just like any person who wants to take you over, you give them a finger, they'll take an arm, right? You take an arm, they'll take the whole upper body. The idea is that the Yetzirah and evil doesn't stop with a little bit. It continues and it goes and it goes and it goes. Says Yaakov Galinsky, that's the sort of life. That's what he learned from that speech from the mayor. That when you go ahead and you want to do something good, you want to, there's certain red lines you don't cross, you got to push the boundaries way, way further ahead in order that you don't have any issues in the future. For example, as it says, right, Histakel b'sosha dvarim v'yata ba'at lidei avera. Don't even come to the hands of avera, because you need to set safeguards. V'asu siyag la'torah, make a fence to the Torah, because if you don't set up proper boundaries, right, everybody understands with the red zone and football, right, you got. It's not enough to just stand on the goal line and put up your defense there. You got to start playing defense on the opposite 1 yard line. They have 99 yards to go. It doesn't make a difference. You got to be strong there as well. And I think that's the yisod of Shivisi Hashem Negi Samid and Chatosi Vifonav Tamid. You have to always be on your guard. You got to always be aware. Because if the Yetzirah gets into one slightly in one area, for example, you want to work on your Hasmada, right? So you can't say, "Oh, I'm just going to I'm just going to sit and learn, I'll be fine. No, you have to set up a gedorim that I say, I don't take breaks when I don't need to, and so on. He gives other examples. If a person doesn't want to talk, sichas chulin in beis kineses, so he's just trying not talking at all in shul. And if a person wants to be careful about lashon hara, so perhaps he shouldn't even discuss anything about other people, because eventually, as we know very much, it's a slippery slope. And I think this connects to Parshas Zohar as well. We know that Amalek came and attacked us. Why? Shirofi yedeim ba'Torah. We weakened our hands in Torah. When we're weak, when we're not on our guard, we let the guard down, whammo, Amalek comes and starts up with us. And this is also goes back to Esakeves Ho'echod, or Esakeves Echod Taseb Be'evoker, Esakeves Hashin Taseb Ben Harabayim, because the yisod of life is consistency. I said this over in the beginning of the year, after Sukkot, when I read a beautiful article about how it's amazing that a Jew can have an amazing Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, an amazing Sukkot, and then afterwards, like, okay, now what? No! It's where does greatness lie? Greatness lies in consistency. We heard it this past, Schneider mentioned this past week, the machlokes between Luke Longley and Karl Malone. There's no shaila in the world that Karl Malone is a greater basketball player. There's no shaila in the world. Why? Because year in, year out, right? He was in, whatever he said, the top two categories, certainly, if I recall correctly, certainly in points and rebounds, he was probably top five, certainly top 10 almost every year of his career. That's a great person. Why? Not I, he didn't win a championship. It doesn't make a difference. As a player, as an individual, you know what makes a person great? Day in, day out, you do the job. And that's what protected Soma Molek. Parsha Zohar, once a year, right? Lo Tishkach, we understand, we have to remember once a year to wipe out a Molek. Once a year. We've heard about it. We heard it once in our childhood. Be careful about a Molek, and that's it. No, every year we got to review it. And every day we have to consist. Every day we also have to be cognizant of it. And of course, the way to understand that is, once a year we really read it, but that's enough to remind us every single day about a Molek. And what's the sort of a Molek? A Molek can't touch us if we're doing everything right. If we're on top of our game. If we don't let our guard down. And this is what Rav Yaakov Glinsky was telling this guy on the bus, and this is what he's telling us as well. And this is the message. If you give a finger, they'll take an arm. We can't give an inch. You can't give an inch in your Avodas Hashem. When it comes to in Yonei Kedusha V'Tahara and our Torah and the Mitzvahs, we can't compromise. We cannot compromise. Because once we do, we're opening up a slight door for the enemy, and boom, the enemy can take us over. So I think the big message of today, Parshas Tetzaveh, the idea of it's a keves echot haaseh beboker, or it's a keves ho echad, and the idea of Parshas Zohar is consistency. If we're consistent, if we don't let our guard down, no matter how we feel, if we're tired, if we're happy, if we're sad, shivisi Hashem l'yavim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before you at all times, tov lev mishnah tamid, always be besimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing you with love at every second of your life. And chatosi the fun of tamid, I'm thinking, I'm making a chesed nefesh, am I doing the right thing right now? And even if you do fall, we know people fall in life. That's normal. Shavi yipol tzadik v'kom. How do you become a tzadik? You fall 7 times. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya, each and every one of us should always have in mind we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should always, even though there's a certain level of awe that comes with that, but tov lev mishnah tamid, be happy and take advantage of the time that we're living in now. The time of other, the time of simcha, of understanding that we're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha. There's no greater time to internalize that than the time of Purim, through understanding the Purim story, that no matter what happens, even in Golas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and especially in the times we're living in. Toshin Ayin Hey, when you think about what's going on in the world, when you think about all the threats that there are to the Jewish people, we know that we have Shavisi Hashem L'Yadim Tamid, Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid, and Chatosi L'Fan of Tamid, and Be'ez Hashem, if we're consistent in our Avodas Hashem, we'll be Zorcha to see the Gula Shem of Meher Meno. Have a good Shabbos.